Parshas Vayera is a very rich parsha. And usually, Akedas Yitzchak is like one of the big things in Parshas Vayera. And we've spoken about that in the past, so that's why this year I decided that we'll speak about Stone instead. Stone doesn't get as much publicity as Akedas Yitzchak. I figured we should analyze what went on in Sdom and why HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to destroy Sdom. What was going on over there. The pasuk says, Vayikru'u Elot, Yutes, Hey, Vayikru'u Elot, Vayomru lo, Aye Anashim Asher Bo'u Eilecha Halayla, Hotsiyem Eileinu V'neida Osam. That where are these men that are with you, that Lot had them, bring them to us, and we'll commit Mishkav Zachar with them. That's what Rashi says. Neidot on Mishkav Zachar. So at first glance, you might think that the issue in the land of stone was there was sexual immorality. There was Mishkav Zachar going on, and that was the reason for destruction. The Ramban, and in fact, the Pasuk says, Yud Gimel, Yud Gimel, V'anshei Sdom ro'im v'chatrim l'Hashem me'od, that the people of Sdom were ra'im v'chatoim l'Hashem ma'od. They were very bad people. And what does it mean they were very bad people? So what does the Medrash say? The Medrash Rabba says, Mem Aleph Zayin, V'an she Sdom ra'im v'chatoim l'Hashem ma'od, ra'im elu la'elu. They were bad one to another. Chatoim b'gilo arayos. That chatoim means that they committed gilo arayos. Lashem b'avodazara, avodaz kochavim, ma'od b'shvichas domim. So Anshei Sdom here are blamed by Chazal, explaining the pasuk of Anshei Sdom ro'im v'chatoim lashem ma'od, that they were corrupt in gilo arayos, avodazara, and shvichas domim, and that fits in very well with what the pasuk, how Rashi explained the pasuk, v'neida osam, that they were involved in Mishkav Zachar. But says the Ramban, Yutes hey, v'neida osam, kavanosam l'chalos as haregel mibeinehem. Where the point is that they said, get these men out, and we want to sleep with him, is not so much the lust of Mishkav Zachar. That wasn't the issue. The issue was, in other words, it could be that once they wanted to get them out, they would perform Mishkav Zachar. But that wasn't the reason why they're telling Lot that get these guests that you have in your house out. Is ki choshvu shebavor tovas artsam shigigan Hashem. They said that they have a beautiful land. So they were afraid that everyone's going to want to come and visit. Yavo sham rabim. V'heim hayu mo'asei hatzdaka. That their characteristic is they hated to do tzedaka. So they felt that Lot is doing an act of charity by having people bored in his house. So he said, get rid of them. Avalot ba'osho v'amono ba'aleihem. Osho b'kish me'em reshush, osho kiblu l'chvot Avram. But Lot, now, so why did they let Lot in? Lot himself is a newcomer. So they felt maybe either because he was rich, they let him in, or he gets special permission, or l'chvod Avram, v'kosuv mei chizos kavanosam. And the pasuk that Ramban quotes, the pasuk in Yecheskel, which summarizes what Stov is all about. The pasuk says in Yecheskel Tazayin Memtes, Hinei Zehaya Avon Sodom Achoseich Gaon Sivas Lechem, that they were full of bread. V'shalvas Hashkeit Hayala V'livinoseha, and then all the peace and tranquility. V'yat Ani V'Evyon Lo Hechzika, but the hand of an Ani and Yevyon, they wouldn't give anything to the Ani and Yevyon. Yad Ani V'Evyon Lo Hechzika. That's exactly what the Ramban says. They are Moasei Tzedaka. They hated Tzedaka. They hated to give Tzedaka. They hated to do Chesed. So the question is, the Pasha Pshat, they would, Ra'im Chatoim, is that they would oppress the poor. That's the Pasha Pshat. But what's Pshat in Chazal? Chazal say they used to do Shvichas Dom in Gilei Rais of Arizara. So according to Chazal, these are very Chomer Dika Averis. Right? These are very Chomer Dika Averis. So since these are very Chomer Dika Averis, so why is it that the Pasuk in Yecheskel characterizes their sin as Yad Oni Ve'evyon Lo Hechzika, as Moasei Tzedaka? What's the Pshat? So says the Ramban, Valdas Rabboseinu Hayu Behem Kol Midos Raos. Right? All the bad things of Avodah Zarah, Shvichas Domim, and Gilui Arayos. Aval Nigmar Dinam Al Oso HaOvon Mnei Shelo Hechziku Yad Oni Ve'evyon. But they got caught not because of Gilui Arayos, Shvichas Domim, Avodah Zarah. Even though they were engaged in the worst things, which Lechora at first glance is much more chomer than that you don't give tzedaka. Moasei tzedaka. So says the Ramban, you know why? Ki hoyu tedirim ba'osa ovon yoser mikulam. That sin was the sin that they did all the time. In other words, the other sins that they did that they didn't do Avodah Zarah, they were Varazar, Shvichas Domim. You know, once in a while it happened. But that wasn't what they were on a constant basis. The Avera that was on a constant basis was Yad Oni Ve'evyon Lo Hechzika. So that's why they got punished for that. Even though they did Muhammad the Averis. And I once heard in the name of the Rosh Yeshiva Chofetz Chaim, Rav Henoch Leibowitz, he said from this Ramban a very big yesod, that if you want to define a person for good or for bad, the definition of what a person is what he does on a regular basis. In other words, everyone once in a while could do something wrong, do an avera, but it's not on a regular basis. That doesn't define you. Or, in the positive sense, you do a chesed one time, that doesn't define you as a bal chesed. The definition of a person is what he does tadir. So if you want to speak about a person, what he is, it's what's the characteristic of that person that's bitadirus. Similarly, what's the characteristic of Sodom that's on a regular basis? The Yad Oni Ve'evyon Lo Hechzika was the thing that they violated B'tadirus. The Avodah Zarah, Shvichas Domim, Gilui Arayos, that's something that might have happened once in a while, but that wasn't what defined them. And therefore the Gezar Din was on Moasei Tzedaka, because that was what they were, B'tadirus. The rest of the Ramban, we're not going to do now, is discussing that the Mishpat of Sodom is Lamalas Eretz Yisrael, because Eretz Yisrael is Nachlas Hashem, Ve'ina sovelos anshei toevos. Right? And I think it works in good. Because the whole idea, I think Rabbi Hoffman has discussed this, or maybe Josh Hoffman, that the whole idea of Eretz Yisrael, that was now linking it into the first part of the Ramban. There was the Ramban is saying in the end that it was because they were in Eretz Yisrael, that's why they really got punished. And it works in good, because the whole concept of Eretz Yisrael is the, as the Maharal Miprag points out from the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that Kol Yisrael Aravim Zer Lazeh was only Chal when Klal Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael and was Makabel the Brachas and the Klolos on Hagrizim V'Harav Eva. So now it works in very good, because Stom had this Midah that didn't care one about the other, Yad Oni V'Evyon Orzika, so that's Shat. So Dafka and Eretz Yisrael, they get punished. So Eretz Yisrael can't be sold on such a thing. Even though Pashup Shat in the Ramban has nothing to do with what I'm saying, because Eretz Yisrael, the Ramban says, Lo Saki can't be so well, any Toevos. But I'm making, in other words, I'm saying Pshat, I'm tying in the beginning of the Ramban with the end of the Ramban with something the Ramban really didn't say. Because this is based on the Ramban's big Yisod, that Lo Saki Ars Eschem, that Eretz Yisrael is the Paltin Shalmelech, and they can't be so well over Aveira, and it's going to throw you out. But I'm saying differently, that based on, and Rav Hoffman said this as well, that based on the idea that Eretz Yisrael is Kol Yisrael Aravim Zer Lazeh, so that's the idea of caring one for the other is more inherent in Eretz Yisrael, and Stom, their Aveira is the Pasuk in Yecheskel, Yad Oni Ve'Evyon Lo Hichzika. And this is, you know, brought down in the Pirkei de Rabbi Lezer. The second arrow on page 8. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Hechzrizu B'Stom V'Omru Kol Mishu Machzik Yado B'Pas Lechem La'oni V'La'ger V'La'evyon Yisarif Ba'esh. That anyone, in other words, they had rules. That anyone who would give lechem to an oni ve'evyon would kill him for doing such a thing. And then he goes on and gives different mishalim of things that happened. But it was a very fierce thing. This idea that we said over from Rav Henoch Leibowitz, that I heard from Rabbi Turk in the name of Rav Henoch Leibowitz, that in other words, the idea of Tzom, even though they did other things, but what characterizes them is what they did on a regular basis, reminded me of the Pasuk in Tehillim, on page 11. The Pasuk says, Kuftes Pasuk Tes, Pasuk Dalet, Kuftes Dalet. Tachas avosi yistenuni v'ani tfilo. It was David HaMelech saying that people, I love everyone, even though they hate me, and I'll still daven for them. So the Mefarshim always explain, what does it mean, ani tefila? You are prayer? You should say, ani ish tefila. What do you mean, ani tefila? So there's a famous vort, and different people say it over, here it's quoted from Rabbi Kiva Eiger on the next page, lo omar ani ish tefila. Because if you daven all the time, that's what your avoda is. You're constantly davening. So we don't say you're an ish tefila. You're a chafetz of tefila. You're tefila. Because whatever you do on a regular basis, that defines you. So ani tefila means David HaMelech is davening all the time to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we don't say he's a man who davens. He is davening. That defines him. And that's what Rav Henoch said, the pshat in the Rambanis, that they were osek in other things, but the other things they were osek in weren't betzirus, so that didn't define them. That didn't define them. And we know the okay. That's one point. That whatever you do, so if you person wants to become synonymous with Torah, means that's what he's doing regularly. Even a person who's working, but he learns every day, so he's ani Torah, ani tefila, you know. And the same thing by chesed. You do chesed once in a while. You're not chesed. You know, that's not you. You did it once in a while. You do it on a constant basis. That defines you. Then the Mishnah Perkei Avos says, Arba Midos Ba'adam. There are four types of people. Omer Shali Shali. What's mine is mine. V'shalcha Shalcha. But as yours is yours. So Zo Mida Beinonis. V'yesh Omim Zo Midas Dom. This is the middle of the road, and this is a Midas Dom. Shali Shalach, what's mine is yours, v'shalcha shali, that's on the arts. Shali Shalach, v'shalcha shalchach, is chasid. Everything is yours, is chasid. Shali shali, v'shalcha shali, Rasha. So what's this idea? So the Midas Dom, as we said, so they didn't do chesed. Right, so that's the attitude of shali shali, shalcha shalcha. So of course, not doing chesed is a terrible thing. But again, let's try to. Okay, so we explained that was what they did. There was the first part of the shiur. We explained that's what they did on a regular basis. Okay, so that's what they did on a regular basis. But still, we have to understand why is that. Why is that? Cause that the whole city should be destroyed. You understand? They did it on a regular basis. But still, it's not the worst thing in the world they did. It's not like they killed on a regular basis. So they didn't chesed on a regular... So, right? So not doing chesed, okay. It's not a good thing, but... What was so problematic that the city had to be destroyed? So Rabbi Berger showed me, pointed out to me, this Akedas Yitzchak. Akedas Yitzchak is a classic sefer on Chumash. It's one of the most chashuv svarim on Chumash. And the reason why people don't learn it is because it's like little print and it's long pieces. And so he says a word. Take a look on page 16. Well, if you want to read the whole thing, I heard, you're welcome to do so, but just for the sake of the time constraint, let's see what he says. Emes, Zeyachat HaStom V'Nesah. Nehem Lochatu B'Cheit HaTayva L'Vad. Ka'arim Asher Yesh Lam Chukim U'Mitzos Tovim Ozim Einam Osom Gam Lo Hayadayim Lam Shehayu Ir Prutza Ein Choma Mishim Das V'Nimus Yosher Rak Nifsav La has chalosom betachlis a hefsid. That's what he kimu lahem dvarim raim ugunim l'chukim. That's the key line. She kimu lahem dvarim raim ugunim l'chukim u'mishpatim. What is he saying like this? What was so bad of the city, if the whole city would have just not done chesed, it wouldn't have been destroyed. So this is a city, they don't do chesed. So it's not good, but they're not going to be destroyed. What was the reason for destruction is that the idea of not doing chesed was part of their rules. That was on the books. That this is illegal. So that's why it was destroyed. It was if just then they wouldn't do chesed. Mela, not so good. We're not going to give them yashkoyach. But they wouldn't have been destroyed. What was terrible is kvar nifsed betachlis hahefsed atcher kimu l'dvarim raim. He said the second arrow. She mida stone. Lo b'toris mida, el b'toris das v'nimus. This was their law. And the third arrow. V'shayzal stone, hachuka b'chusa zoz bo l'kbo das v'chok, shalayase ish mehem shum achsanya. That was the rule. That was the law. They passed that law. That it's illegal to have guests in this city. And I think that ties into what we said from Rav Henoch Leibowitz in the Ramban. Just like Rav Henoch Leibowitz said from the Ramban, that whatever you do b'tmidus, that defines you, l'tov v'l'ra. And that's why Stone did bad averis. They did shrichas domin g'ilayas avodah zorah, Chazal say. But they only get nabbed for yad ani v'evyon l'chazika, because that's what they did b'tdirus. So same thing over here, what the Akedah say. There was, if people would have done whatever they done, they still wouldn't have destroyed it. But if you make it the rule of the city,
then that defines the city. That becomes the essence. Whatever on the rule book, that becomes the essence. And therefore it has to be destroyed. But Lo Yitzur, they would have just not done chesed. Okay, it would have been not such a good thing, but it wouldn't have required destruction. Destruction is only because that's the essence. Because this was on the books. This was the rules here. It's interesting that the Ragachover has a very interesting mahalach to Stom. And he says, Stom had the din of an ir nidachas. We know that an ir nidachas, you burn everything. You destroy everything. So the pasuk says, Hashem is yotza l'aretz v'lot bas sawara. And Hashem himtir al stom v'al amora gofris v'esh me'es Hashem min ha-shamayim. It was the fire. And then we have the pasuk in Nitzavim. Gofris v'melach srefar kol arza. K'mapechas stom v'am... Oh, So the Ragachover points out the pasuk in Nitzavim. You see, when it's only said... There were five cities here that were, right? There was Sodom, Amora, Adma, Tzvoyim, and Tzoar. There were five cities. But we're going to see soon, the Ragachover points out, when it came to the Eish, in Parshas Vayera, Hashem himter only on Sodom and Amora, not on the other three cities. And when the Pasuk in Nitzavim says, Gafris Amach Sefer Kol Arza, then it says kemapechas stom v'amor admor tzvoyim. Whereas when it speaks about all five, it doesn't speak about Esh, because the Esh was only on stom v'amora, not on the others. That's the pshat. So first he points out the Ragachover from the Tosefta that stom v'amora had a din of ir nidachas. We know that ir nidachas normally means if you have a city that somebody convinced to worship Avodah Zarah, and they're all worshiping Avodah Zarah, so now the whole city is destroyed. Right? So the Tosefta says that stone had a din of ir nidachas. Where does it say it? The Tosefta says, Nechosim shal tzadikim shebesocha. There was the question is, you destroy everything. So what if there's tzadikim in the city of an ir nidachas? So you destroy. So normally you destroy everyone and you destroy their property. But tzaddik nechasim shal tzaddikim shebesocha avodim shabchutz lo pleitim. Whereas the property of tzaddikim, so the stuff they have in the city in the ir nidachas gets destroyed. The stuff that they have outside the city does not get destroyed. B'shal rishoyim, but the stuff of rishoyim bein mitocha bein michutz lo avodim. But from Rishoyim, everything gets destroyed, even the stuff outside the city. Rav Lezer Omer Mochiach Bedover Loch Shaloya Bestom El Pnei Nechosov Afu Yotza V'Yodav Al Rosho Shneimar Maher Himalit Shama Dayecha Shetimolei Davshecha. The pasuk says, Loch, get out of here. Meaning, you're lucky you're going to have your life because you're not going to have anything else. So you see from here that Loch was from the tzaddikim, and yet the stuff inside that was destroyed. So, you see here from the fact that they bring a raya from Lot that his property was destroyed, that it had a din of ir nidachas. So you see that Sodom v'Amora had a din of ir nidachas. And so the Ragachover brilliantly says like this. Look on page 21 on the bottom, the arrow on the bottom. The Mishnah says in the first Mishnah in Sanhedrin, that long Mishnah, it says, "Ein osim ir nidachas b'sfar v'lo sholosh, v'lo osim achas u'shtayim." That if you, that Bezdin makes an ir nidachas, if there are a lot of cities next to each other, they're not going to destroy all the cities. Because you can't make a whole area that is totally destroyed. So you can make one city or two cities near nidachas that are close to each other, but three you can't. Three you can't. Right? Einosim nidachas b'sfarav v'lo b'sholosh. You can't make three. You can't make an near nidachas on the border, because then the enemy will come and attack if it's going to be desolate. And you can't make three cities in near nidachas. So says the Ragachava beautifully. He says, now we understand very well why Sreifa is only in the Torah by Sdom v'Amora. Because only Sdom v'Amora had an Nidir Nidachas. Ah, what about all five cities? Only Kemapechas. They only had Mapecha. They only had whirlwinds. But they didn't have a real... Because why? Because of this did. That you can't make a Nidir Nidachas more than two cities in close proximity. And the Ragachava says elsewhere that that's the pshat. The next page says the same idea. And he says that's why the Pasuk says Vashemesh Yotza. Because this was Dine Nefashos. And Dine Nefashos you could only you have to wait till Neitzachama, Neged Hashemesh. Okay, so that's what his word points out. But the point is the Ragachava said, in other words, Tosefta already said that it's a near Nidachas. The Ragachava's Chiddush is, now you see why you only see Sreifa by Sdom v'Amora and not by the other cities, because they don't seem Sholosh near Nidachas. And that's why in Parshas Nitzavim, when it speaks about the five cities, it only says Kemapecha Sdom v'Amora on Moed Moim. But when it speaks of Sdom v'Amora alone, that's Sreifa. When it speaks about the other cities, it never speaks about Sreifa, because they didn't have a din Sreifa, they only had a din Mapecha. So it's a din of... Oh, but the Rambam in the Mor Nevuchim points out something interesting. The Rambam in the Mor Nevuchim says, "Hu esli anemar es Hashem hu megadev." Ve'erin misa kfira lo misa onesh. Ganshe yirni dachas she'erin misa kofrim. Huzem amon b'streifa. Henin omar be'edem yisrael she zadu la'avor al ezem mitzvah she'teva. Also also biad rama yarbu kulam. In other words, the Rambam's Chiddush in the Mor Nevuchim is that the din of Ir Nidachas is not only when one city violates Avodah Zarah, but if one city collectively violates any mitzvah in the Torah, and they do it as a city, they all violating this mitzvah, that's the din of Ir Nidachas as well. And that's pshat by Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven when they built a Mizbeach, and in Chelak of Bnei Barim Bnei Reuven, and then Klal Yisrael wanted to destroy them because they thought they were violating bringing Karbanis outside the Mikdash. And then Pinchas was the one who got involved and made Shalom. But says the Rambam, any, and this works in good with the Ragachava, that Stom, in other words, collectively anything that they were a city that didn't do Chesed. They were a city that Moaseit Staka. So it wasn't Avodah Zarah as a city, but it was Moaseit Staka as a city, so that too qualifies. And especially the way the Akedah says, it's not just because they violated this, it's because that was part of their laws. So in other words, something that's part of a law, that defines the integrity. It defines integrally what the city is all about. And that's something, Rabosa, you always have to think about yourself. What am I? What do I? What defines me? And how do you know what defines you? What you do. What you do on a regular basis defines you. And that's something, in other words, if you want to be an Ish Chesed, so you want to be involved in Chesed, and you want to be somebody who's a Torah, you're invited to Limud HaTorah. But it's not something you do once in a while. It's whatever you do on a regular basis defines you. Or as a community, what are the rules of the community? That defines the community. So if the community has terrible rules, that shows the community deserves destruction. And one last point is that the Pasuk says when Avram Avinu was davening for Sdom, on page 24, Vayom Hashem imemtso b'Sdom chamishim tzadikim b'socha'ir. Hashem says, if you find five tzaddikim b'soch ha'ir. So all my life, I've seen this pasuk. Soch ha'ir means there are five tzaddikim in the city, right? So there's an Eben Ezra that for the first time I came across from this, was pointed out from the Sefer Mayan HaShavua, points out, what does it mean, toch ha'ir? Shem yireim es Hashem b'farhesya. Toch ha'ir doesn't mean there's just five tzaddikim who are sitting in the corner there. There are five tzaddikim who prominently worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not just five tzaddikim who are hidden someplace. There are five tzaddikim in the city that Yireim Hashem b'farhesya. And this sefer wants to point out that maybe the pshat in Eben Ezra is there are five tzaddikim that are b'soch ha'ir, meaning that they're involved in the community. They're tzaddikim. They're like Avraham Avinu, who's trying to have hashpah in the community. And that's why Eben Ezra quotes the pasuk in Yeshaya, in Yirmiyahu, Shotu b'chutzos Yerushalayim, Ru'u. So it means five tzaddikim b'soch ha'ir. And the idea being that that if there would be tzaddikim who are willing to help out the others and meshpia, so then there's hope for the whole city. But if it had just been five tzaddikim, it wouldn't have been b'soch ha'ir, then it wouldn't have necessarily been a Yeshua. But these five tzaddikim, Yireim b'soch ha'ir, that means they're amongst the people. They're amongst the air. They're trying to help the people out. They're not just for themselves. And then that could have saved the whole city, because could be also based on what we said before, that the whole city was anti-helping someone out. But if there were five tzaddikim, not just they were living there, but b'soch ha'ir, they were caring about the community, that could save the whole city. So that, Rabosai, I think the idea that we learn here from Stone is that there's a difference between essence and action. In other words, just because a person did something, that doesn't define his essence. A person could have had a fall and made a mistake and he did something wrong. But that doesn't mean that's his essence. And something could have been done something right, doesn't mean it's his essence. Essence is what you do on a regular basis, who you are as an individual, what you do, and as a community, well, what are the rules of the community, like the Sefer HaKedah says, that's going to define it. And that's going to make a difference of what the essence of a person is. And we all always have to have a cheshbon and nefesh. What's the essence of me? Am I ani tefillah? Ani Torah? Ani chesed? Just like David HaMelech said, ani tefillah, because he was the essence of tefillah. Not ani, a person who's mispalel. That means you're a person who's mispalel. No, it defines you. Ani tefillah. It defines you. And that everyone has to have a cheshbon hanefesh. When, about themselves, about whoever they date. What defines this person? What is this person? What's the mahus of the person? And if I'm not there, what do I want to be? What type of person do I want to be? And that's what, not I happen to do this action, I have to do action. I want to define myself. I want to be a mahus of this. And that's I want to be a ish chesed. And that's Stone was anti chesed, had to be destroyed. Olam chesed yibana. The mahus ha'adam u'svivav is what the person does on a regular basis, what the rules of the city, that defines him, and that lifts him up spiritual heights.